Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. We're looking about a 4-hour flight time today. We've got clear skies, good visibility. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Afternoons with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com. With the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
I had a rough day, but that's life, it happens. Woke up on a dark side of my mattress.
Oh, you're damn right. Let's go hour number one on a Friday. Welcome to the beginning of your weekend. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling is here, ready to roll, producing. Who's that there with the show? That's Keshav there. Yes, Keshav, our intern, is here, rocking a Longhorn hat. As he has a few times. He will be here doing good work today, and we hope you are either just about to get off work, or maybe we can take your mind off of work. How are you doing today?
Good, man. Good.
You are not lying about this Westlake fog out here. I thought you were just kind of playing around, saying, oh, yeah, I know, it's foggy in Westlake, and it's a thing, but...
Nah, I lived right down the street for about 14 years, so I think I had a little credibility on that. Went to school at Valley View and Forest Trail, so I would have spent a combined... 6 years there. So
yeah.
Good feel for it.
Yeah, I just thought it was something that you would talk about, but I didn't realize. Like yesterday, I say to my wife, man, was it foggy at the house? She said, no. I heard you guys talk about it. So you're telling me that when it's foggy in this part of town, it could be completely normal other places.
And in Westlake, it's just through this, it's got a tunnel to come through to hit 360. And... it's just, you know, it's also coming over a body of water at some point.
Okay. That's got to affect. Yeah, I guess that probably affects
it. I've got nowhere to go but Westlake.
It forces it to Westlake. The Westlake fog. We got some of that out here on 360. So be careful if you're out this way.
You
got
to really be careful. Even yesterday when I was going to get a Chick-fil-A, there were a couple wrecks just on this part of 360. Because you're like, well, it's clear. It's all fine. And then, whoop, here comes the fog. Where's Jerome Brown?
Well, before we go any further, let me make sure I mention this. You have mentioned it. Trey's mentioned it. I've talked about it. But today, when I came in, I was coming in to Ben White and 360, and right there where you enter to get on Mopac, there was a really nice SUV that was wrecked, and I couldn't tell how many cars were in the wreck, but there were multiple fire trucks lined up, and it was what you talk about all the time. It looked like somebody was confused on... because the way they've done 360 down there now is that left lane.
Oh, it's idiotic.
It's a turn lane, but it's the longest turn lane ever. And
it's the worst 2 minutes of my day. And first world problems, but I'm thinking this is the best chance for me to die. And that's why I put my left-hand blinker on as I get out of here. Hey, way down there. We're taking a left, you morons.
Yeah, so everybody please be careful on 360
and swallow
today.
It. Someone tried to not swallow it yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, no, you got to swallow this thing.
Yeah, if you don't...
you can't get back over. Sorry, you can do a quick U-ey. It's not that bad of a swallow.
Right. Because there's a quick little... you're right. And the U-turn is almost
just
immediate.
Idiotic.
It's not like, you know, it's not like you miss an on-ramp or an off-ramp in Houston or Dallas and you got to go another 2-3 miles extra. The turn is right there.
It wouldn't be if this city traditionally drove at a fifth grade level, but we don't. So...
no.
You've got to think about that when you're planning turns.
What's the level you think for the whole city on average?
Oh,
maybe second grade.
Probably
second.
Not good.
Okay,
it's not good.
It's Friday. We could be nice and say third. But yeah, I thought of you when I saw it, and because I know that's a turn you make every day when you're going home, and a lot of people do out on 360. So please be careful with that and anything you deal with this fog today.
So only time I give myself extra space with the car in front of me, I give like two cars
to make sure. Yeah.
Well, that way, whenever I get hit as the fifth car, getting hit from behind. I'm not going to hopefully not hit that person in front of me, and I ain't cause any of it at that point.
Well, in general, you always tell me and drivers like me to stay out of the left lane. So specifically there, I like to get in the right lane. So then, A, I'm following your wishes to start with.
Appreciate that.
But then, B, I'm out of that mess, right? I'm not a part of the left lane that may or may not know, and then the extreme left lane that may or may not know. I'm over on the right side.
Plus, you're doing like a fifth hour. Every time I see you, you've got the headphones in and you're talking to someone. I'm like, God, that guy can talk. You know, I mean, I don't think I'd I mean, I'd talk to Jesus maybe right now, but give me 30 minutes.
Today, Christina was listening in to the conversation Trey and I and another guy were having in the little office where I get ready and stuff. And she just walks in and she's like, "It is amazing how much you talk before the show."
Oh. Yeah, no, that is very rare.
So now I'm learning that I may just, it's just a big old hunk of talking.
That's all right. It's good for you.
It's just all the time. It may not be good for others around me. I guess it's good for me. So I'm sure my wife is rolling her eyes if she's listening right now.
I wouldn't
now.
Take it that way. It's a little selfish way to take it.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know if it's good for anybody, to be honest. All right, so there's like sports stuff going on today, Kevin. Where do we start today, Kevin?
We got to start with, there were some really good basketball last night. We will get to that. Uh-huh. NBA, especially.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched a little NBA last night.
There was some really good stuff.
But you want to start with curling.
I want to start with curling, and what a big gold. What a big gold.
They're going for it tonight, right? The men's curling?
Change of an era, though, right? Because Canada's out.
Canada is out, and the U.S. will get their first medal, and tonight they play Sweden, I think, for the gold, and it'd be our first. It's our first medal, one way or the other, ever in curling.
Oh, as a Cub fan, that means a lot. 98? First time in the Olympics?
No, curling's been around a while.
The Olympics?
Yes, and it went away for a long time and then came back.
98.
In the 90s. Yes, 98.
Right.
But it's not as long as your Cubs.
Thank you.
Not quite as long or sad as your Cubs.
Well, we got to start with NCAA, and this is just the start of a lot to come. As we mentioned last week, that there's going to be, as you said, it's either the beginning of a list or a multiple list. But this is just the start. And so... Saw Texas got named in there.
Yeah.
I think that's not a huge surprise to any of us. I mean, we have talked about that on this show since I came back, and I've talked about it. Texas needs to think, do you want to play that game? Is it worth it? So we'll see how all this unfolds. Still very early on, but interesting as hell, man. I mean, I get a kick out of it.
No, I know it's a story that you're following closely and you're fascinated by it, not only because it's our job to follow these stories, but...
No, I would either way.
Yeah, but you're such a big college basketball fan to start with, and you and a lot of people, but you've talked openly about your thoughts on the sport and where it is and what's going on. So now we'll find out, you know, what kind of the next step is here. If you haven't heard every little detail, we're not going to get too deep into the details. We'll talk about the bigger discussion. But the big names, the biggest, like I would argue, you tell me if my five is off. When I think of the biggest names in college basketball, I go Duke, Carolina, Kentucky, Kansas, UCLA.
Okay, I'd put Carolina ahead of Duke in terms of all-time program.
Right.
Duke is a bigger name, you're correct. In that order, yeah.
Right, not forget
and
about...
Kentucky's the best program of all time.
Right, I'm not worrying about order. I'm just saying those five.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's my OCD.
No, that's cool.
I started right away.
That's cool.
Hold on. One more time.
So Duke, Carolina, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kansas, UCLA.
Yeah, easy.
Okay,
easy.
Right? So four of those five...
The who's who.
The who's who. Yeah, the bluest of the bloods in this world. Four of the five are on today's list. Duke, Carolina, Kentucky, and Kansas are on this version of the list.
UCLA's coming.
And UCLA...
is coming.
Maybe coming.
Creighton's coming.
Maybe coming at some point.
Texas A&M's coming. A lot is coming.
I was thinking today, is there a college that you could root for today as a college hoops fan where you could bow your chest? Is there any of them out there?
If you're a moron...
Who can bow their chest today?
You mean bow your chest morally and say,
correct,
we didn't pay anyone.
That's correct. Because Wichita State is on this list. Xavier's already on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, like, if you're my wife, can my wife bow her chest? She's an SFA fan.
I don't know.
But they're pretty good.
Who's the Danny Wapplepop who they had?
Danny Wapplepop. Thomas Walkup?
Thomas Walkup.
You think they might have paid the little Thomas Walkup?
Well, maybe after his junior year.
Okay.
Once he started getting... No,
yeah.
I don't think so. But there's not a lot that are clean. Now, some of these could be really small. I mean, some of these could be a lunch, right? Most of these are not.
In one of the Texas cases, it is. If you miss the two Texas names...
Yeah, but I mean, look, we can say it now. We have been hinting and talking about this, Chad, for what is it, 3 years now?
Mm-hmm. Going on three. With this version?
Yeah. if you're a Texas fan and you couldn't read between the lines and piece everything together, we've been telling you, look at the top 50. You'll see the names that are in there, you know?
Yeah. That's
those
true.
Are the names that we're seeing and we'll continue to see.
The specifics in terms of the two Texas players that I read about today or saw on these lists of things they have. And again, this is from a raid of an agent.
Andy Miller.
Yeah. The raid of the agency, him and his you know.
He has Miles Turner as a client and Daniel Gibson.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. The two names that you'll hear and you'll see today associated with Texas are Eric Davis and Prince Ebay.
Mm-hmm.
And Prince Ebay is a meal. And then Eric Davis, I think, was $1,500.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
So, and then there's players, you know, they have numbers up in the 40,000 range. Just names off the top of my head. Fred Van Fleet, I read about him today. Markelle Fultz is on this list. The Bridges, the kid from
Miles
Michigan
Bridges,
State.
Yeah. Wendell Carter.
Wendell Carter from Duke. I mean, just some big...
Your Dallas Maverick, Dennis Smith Jr.
Yes, Dennis Smith Jr. while he was at NC State.
Which really surprised me. I didn't feel that at the time.
Got 40, 45. He had no idea that was going
Dennis,
on.
Dennis Smith, that... Yeah, that one was pretty there.
So, yeah, basically it's more than 20 schools, at least 20 schools, and at least 25 players are named in this Yahoo story. Obviously,
Colin Sexton
of Alabama.
Another one. I mean, when Bama got Sexton and the other freshman, and they bring in Tevin Mack, you know, fool me once, I guess, but maybe I'm just naive, Chad.
It's a good basketball venue, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's a good basketball venue.
Those are the football schools that have to kind of worry about that. You stick out. But, I mean, look at all the basketball schools. They're all in there. And we can have a separate discussion on whether we should be paying players or not and the actual logistics to that, if it's a reality. And if you want to get real, can we take away the Title IX thing and really just pay the football players and then maybe some of the basketball players? But that's about it, because those are the only ones that generate money. We've talked about a million times on this show that funds everything else. But if we're going to get real, let's get real.
I agree. Mark Emmert's comment today leads me to believe
seven people chat now.
Because Mark Emmert does not want to get real anytime soon. That's not what he's about.
No, of course not.
Mark Emmert's comment today tells you how far away we are from any real discussion of what is going on here. Here's my favorite sentence of his. These allegations, if true, the if true is cute, by the way. These allegations, if true, point to systematic failures that must be fixed and fixed now if we want college sports in America. Easy, Mark.
Cute.
Easy, Mark. Okay, so you're...
And Mark recently just said at some conference that he doesn't think it's widespread at all.
No, well, obviously not.
The cheating now. He said, I think this is small.
Let's be clear, Kevin. Only 7 of the top 10 in the AP poll right now are on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's 3 that aren't. All right. Now,
right.
Now, sure, the entire top 5 is on this list, but he just wants you to know that it is not widespread all the way to those 10.
Yeah, and you're right. And there's more to come, too.
Yeah, there probably is.
No, not probably. There's more to come.
Have you heard if, like, is this going to be, when more stuff starts coming out, is it going to be a different agent next time? Like, did they raid multiple agents' offices? And it's just going to be a matter of which agent. Who were they connected with? And we're just going to hear, like, I haven't heard that part of it.
I don't know.
Or does this all come from Miller?
I just think there's more. Well, Miller's talking, too. Miller's cooperating.
Mm.
So they're probably still finding stuff out.
The other part of this, if I'm reading correctly, is they had wiretaps as part of this.
Mm-hmm.
You think we're going to find out who was wearing the wire through this?
There were rumors last year, even, of guys that, recruits that may have been wiretapped. I mean, this is something that athletic directors and these slimeball coaches have been losing sleep over for over a year, which you could tell really puts a smile on my face.
I can tell you're crushed
no,
by it. Yes,
no,
I can
tell. No, I mean, it's the Me Too movement, too. It's like I'm sure that slimeball sicko maverick.com guy, I'm sure when that Me Too stuff, the Mario Batali's, they were losing sleep. I wasn't.
Nope.
I haven't been a slime ball like that.
Yeah, I was good. You're right. He
it's kind of funny. You guys are getting exposed.
And now, speaking of one of those...
Yeah, I was the moron in 91.
Speaking of one of those slime balls, Kevin, you got to think Rick Pitino is sitting back thinking, okay, so if you're going to take my ring, who else's ring are you going to take? Because all the big dogs are involved.
And kiss the ring. You're mafia.
You need
to, your mafia world now. You too cool for school. D-bags.
You taking Calipari's? Because if I'm thinking of it correctly, Roy, Coach K, and Calipari all have a ring pretty recently, right? So if I'm Rick Pitino, I'm thinking, yeah, if I have to go laser this tat off and they're going to come take my trophy, yeah, you better make sure you're taking some of these guys' trophies too.
So Barnes had a comment on it.
Yeah, he did. He's one of the few coaches that has commented at all.
He threw shotgun Texas under the bus, and Rick's dirty as hell. I like Rick a lot, but, I mean, look at the players they had. I haven't read the report, but I was told those two guys were paid after we left for Tennessee. That's all I know.
That's a good way to end it, too.
This is also what happens, man. This is why you're going to find out more. Stuff's going to start, you know. These people, a lot of these people are just awful human beings. Some aren't, and they're just having to play the game. But they know for the most part, getting into this, what they have to do. And they're lying at all times, and they're accusing people of lying when they're actually lying, and just crap's coming out of their mouths. Student athletes, blah, 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 and all this stuff you hear. And then this stuff's really going on behind the scenes. You don't think they're going to cover their own ass when it comes down to it? You don't think these guys that are getting indicted right now aren't talking? You don't think Andy Miller is not spilling? He gave them everything, man.
And you mean, like, not only him, but maybe these coaches that they've already, right, the guys they've already indicted?
If your ass was going to federal prison for this, you don't think you'd be like, no. I trust me, I will let you know exactly what's going on.
Whether it's that cat from Oklahoma State.
There's people above me here.
Chuck Person.
Yes.
Yeah, those guys. You're right. Maybe some birds starting to sing here pretty quick. Now, I think the template has been laid out for what every one of these coaches needs to say, because Yahoo Sports in their story says they reached out to a dozen programs and only one responded. Xavier coach Chris Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Here's his response. Quote, I have no relationship with Andy Miller or any of his associates. He plays no role in the recruitment of potential student athletes on Xavier's behalf. Beyond that, our staff has never created a path for him to foster a relationship with any of our student athletes while enrolled at Xavier. Any suggestion, here's the emphatic part, any suggestion that I or anyone in my staff utilized Andy Miller to provide even the slightest of financial benefits to a Xavier student athlete is grossly misinformed. We are prepared to cooperate with any and all investigations at any level, end quote.
So look, he may be telling the truth, but the industry he has chosen to be associated with, in the slam that they live in the high percentages of all them being completely full of it, sorry, don't buy it. Maybe true, but I can't buy it.
It's fair. Right, that's the neighborhood he lives in. That's the group he lives in. And like I mentioned earlier, this is not like it's bad enough.
It's like Jake and Lonesome Dove. You haven't seen that,
no,
have you?
No, I still need to see Lonesome Dove, man. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That would hurt. I would have let him go.
If the bluest of your blue bloods are into this, and let's just say for a second, only four or five of your blue bloods were involved. Well, then you could theoretically fire those coaches and you'd hire more coaches. The problem here is Xavier and Wichita State are involved. So, and there's going to be other schools. You mentioned maybe, you know, Creighton could be a name that comes up, or some of these other schools.
No, there's a lot of other schools.
So your coaching feeder system, right? The guys you would get to hire the guy that would replace Self or Roy Williams. Well, they're dirty too.
Right.
So,
right? It's systematic. Well, we can't just, you know, drain this and then refill it with water. No, the pipes. Oh no, yeah, the foundation.
The foundation's we've got bad.
You're telling me we not only have to blow this whole thing up, but then we have to bring a priest to the ground.
Right.
We've got to get all type of religious leaders to whatever the problem is here. Get rid of it. We're going to give it a year on its own.
Did we mention all the animals that were tortured on the property that nobody ever was talked about?
Right, exactly.
Did we ever mention that? The Indian burial ground.
Man.
The old graveyard. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot of people sweating today.
There are. And then to go across the street, if you will, across the athletic department. Are football programs nervous today?
Absolutely, and they have been.
Are they freaking out?
And their 7-on-7 is only going to lead down to the road that got college basketball in trouble, where they've got too big of a part and too big of a hand in the money mm-hmm. of where these kids go. So, and obviously part of this is with agent. And so that could easily happen in college football.
All right, so we'll definitely talk about
college football is healthy on the field, so I don't want that to happen.
That is true.
I still would like to see if those people need to get paid the most, because if we're going to do this and be fair about it, then whoever's jersey is selling the most should get a cut off that. And you know, you're not going to be able to pay every student athlete. You get that, right? Especially, I mean, for all the costs these athletic departments already have. You can't.
For every single school, you're probably right.
No, for every single school, you definitely can't.
Yeah.
For even the big ones that I think in your head you're thinking, oh, you definitely could. Look at the books. It would be really hard.
But for me, the argument that
I don't know the books well enough. I've just seen it as an overview and thought, oh, yeah, that does kind of.
The one thing that's always bugged me is the argument, and not that you're making it exactly, but that there are people that will make the argument of, because we can't pay everybody, we pay nobody. Like, that to me is insanity.
Oh, God, no.
Right? That's nuts to me.
Dude, the way my mind works.
Yeah, I know.
No, sir.
Those arguments to me are so weird. And there are people that will sit on that particular argument and say that, you know, Major Applewhite didn't need a cut of an 11 jersey somebody bought because, like, a rower can't get paid.
And it's no, that's idiotic. That's where the Title IX is going to come in.
What?
And where I'm not sure any of this is feasible. May just be blowing it up.
Just rip it down, build it back up. We'll talk about what maybe happens next. If you have any thoughts on it, whether it's your team on this list or not, obviously if you're a Texas fan, we have a lot of Texas fans that listen. Your team is on this list. What are your feelings today after this Yahoo Sports story? Obviously more from Kevin on that. We haven't heard from Trey yet. We'll get his thoughts as a Texas fan on this thing as well. And if you're a fan of one of those other teams, we'll certainly take your thoughts. Specs text line and voicemail line is 337-3776. Also, we'll get you the Big Three. Big weekend for Texas. Got to play Oklahoma State in basketball. And the baseball team goes to one of college baseball's big environments at LSU to see just how good they are this short into the season. We'll get all of that. A Craigway sports report that I will hopefully remember to tell you about. Afternoon blitz coming up as well on a foggy Friday. And we'll jump into the crap bag, because there's a lot of people punching other people after an agreement this weekend. And I'm very excited. This is the Horn.
To my living room, casually and confident, looking at the mess I am.
That is funny.
Wow.
We got some good texts flying in.
Oh, my God. Jack, Kevin with you on a Friday. We'll get to some of those texts. We'll see if Trey's got any new music today, or what do you got, Trey?
New track from Imagine Dragons called Next to Me.
You like Imagine Dragons, Trey?
Eh.
Okay. Haven't gotten into them at all yet. Some of it's catchy. Some of it's catchy.
There's a catchiness to some of the music. I wouldn't call myself a fan.
Man, my kid likes it. My kid likes the music. I haven't gotten into it yet to find out.
That Axe body spray really got you, didn't it?
That, coupled with all the rain that we've gotten over the last few days, yeah. But the Axe body spray is what really pushed my sinuses over the edge.
But you say you don't feel bad. You just
sound
great
right now.
Okay.
So that's cool.
The terrible thing about this voice is I feel nothing like my voice sounds.
What I'd like you to do, though, for us, if you
sound
you
can, hot. From, haven't gotten the Adam's apple turned yet, but you sound hot.
I think occasionally today you just need to say things that are really serious or sad, because your voice is going to help that along. Just something, I don't know, really depressing or sad, like read really sad lyrics to us, you know?
Okay, because being in a good mood isn't good with that.
Like a sad poem or something like that. Give us something.
The WNBA season isn't for 3 more months.
Well, that is sad.
Right, exactly.
That is sad.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking
about.
We
actually, hold on, it's not a we. Somebody actually paid Eric Davis $1,500 to play college basketball.
That's just funny.
Oh, my God.
And the we thing is important there. We still have to figure out exactly how it's all tied in together. The reality is that if you've been getting... Not Eric Davis type guys. Guys that are producing and top 50 type guys.
How dare you?
Then over a period of or a span of 10 to 15 years, then yeah, look, and I'm also not the one sitting here saying, morally, I can't believe it. I get on these coaches because of the type of facade they try and throw out there. On and off the camera. Mm-hmm. They really think they're, you know, they think they're heads of a family. I mean, the way they walk around with their suits and all that, it's just too much.
You and I are throwing a party if Coach K ever gets taken down with all this.
Yeah, and he's obviously guilty. And you can tell when they tried to stay out of it. And then when they really got pressure and got back in, Louisville, Patino trying to push this. All right, we got to start winning again here. And I mean winning, getting to a Final Four. And Coach K, at one point years ago, said, I'm out of it. I'm done. I'm not going to do the one-and-done thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he got back in it.
Yeah.
Because he's a good coach, but, I mean, there's only so much you can do as a coach, right?
Interesting stat. I saw a few Duke games ago. They were talking about his one-and-dones, and Jay Billis was talking about his one-and-done situation, and they put up a stat about how many one-and-dones he got in a certain part of his career, and he'd gotten four national titles, and he before he went to one-and-dones, and he got very few. But then when he started getting one-and-dones...
Oh, Duke was getting very white and slow.
I'm saying he's only had one title since he started getting in the one and done world.
Right, but they've been playing for it a lot more.
They have been up. You're right. They've been.
And look, some of those one and duns is just the era. So Jay Williams obviously would have been a one and done now.
True.
Back then it was 2 years.
That's
so,
true.
And that's just all on the fad of is the NBA. How early are they going to sniff?
Yeah,
I'd say wait till they get out of the diapers.
Well,
they're kind of into diapers.
It's pretty late by then, Kevin, if you talk to a lot of these
too late.
A lot of these scouts.
It's gassed out, man.
Come on.
And
exactly.
And then you're going to tell me, like you're his agent, you know, dude, you got to get that contract started early, man. Okay.
Got to get it done.
Hey, is anyone representing basketball here?
Yeah. They need to get people representing a lot of people. I guarantee you there's people representing basketball now. There's about to be when the FBI comes and knocking.
Yeah.
Somebody's about to be representing basketball.
Yeah, Jason Nasur and his type.
Attorneys will be representing everybody.
Every day seems to get better for attorneys, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
There's just more people and more things to represent.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's get you a quick Big Three. We'll get right back into that discussion.
The Big Three.
This segment brought to you by the Yellow Rose, voted Austin's number one cabaret. With 17 flat screens and 3 jumbo theater screens to watch your favorite sports, the Yellow Rose, an Austin legend.
I did see, speaking of great food, mm-hmm. I did see a pretty funny thing on just the NCAA and just how ridiculous it is, because it is a part of this too, even though it's going to try to come off as the good guy. I'm not sure there are any good guys in this, that you can give a player a bagel, but it's illegal to give them cream cheese to put on it.
Sounds about right.
And then I completely forgot about this one. You know, Utah may have been doing some stuff, but Majerus got popped or got fined or suspended, I think it was.
Sanctioned.
The night Keith Van Horn's dad died, he went over to his place and brought him a sandwich.
Oh, shut up. That's a thing? Oh, my God. Now, I like jelly or peanut butter on my bagel. Is that allowed? I don't go cream. I like cream cheese, but I like those others sometimes better.
It's allowed. When we go to New York, I won't let you do that. I'd get your ass kicked. Although maybe I will.
Got to go cream cheese?
Yeah.
Now, in New York, where the bagel and cream cheese is so huge, do I get my choice? I'm assuming I get my choice of a lot of different kind of bagels. Is there a lot of different kinds of cream cheese?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can do that.
We can flavor up the cream
that's
cheese.
That's fine. Okay. Put some lox on there, some capers.
I've never had lox on a bagel.
Oh.
Is that tasty?
Oh, it's so good. Russ and Daughters was my place in New York. It was near me. It's been around for like 100 years. And I would go in there, and I dream about that. I like to get it toasted.
Mm-hmm.
I can go regular. Sometimes I'll switch it up.
Is that the order? Regular?
The everything's up. Yeah, everything's there.
I like that.
You don't get a slice of cheese, you get a slice.
Get a slice, okay.
If there's something else with that slice, that's when you say, I'll take a slice of pepperoni.
Lox are small fish, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cooked or raw?
Raw.
Raw.
And, usually they're not cooked. What am I thinking of?
Braised.
Not braised.
Boiled fricasseed.
No,
fried.
No. Stop. I'll think of it. Stop.
Okay.
You're not going to help me out on this one.
How dare you think boiled, I couldn't help you?
Yeah, boiled, Chad. Boiled. What the hell are you talking about? Cured.
Oh, cured. I was about to.
Was that next?
I was going to deep fried next. That's where I was going.
Basted?
We've obviously talked about this Yahoo story on the FBI probe. We'll get back into that. Texas basketball tomorrow hosting Oklahoma State at 1 o'clock.
I do like mine raw, though.
Raw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sashimi.
Right on top. Right there on top.
Right on top. Really thinly sliced.
Do you eat them with like the heads and stuff, like a sardine?
I don't. Some people probably do.
Yeah.
I don't do the red onion. I just do the capers.
I like some sardines I've had. Those are tasty.
I think
I can deal with sardines.
I really think we could expand you.
Oh, sure.
That's a great thing about your palate.
Oh, I can eat a lot of different stuff.
We got to get Monkey to get your palate.
Yeah, she's got the wife's palate. All right, so college baseball, Texas at LSU. Tonight it is Zach Hess against Nolan Kingham. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch. Kevin, you mentioned the NBA last night. Washington looked pretty good against Cleveland, 110-103. That is the game I watched a lot of. I watched a good hunk of that game. Bradley Beal looked good with 18.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Oubre Jr. I totally forgot about that guy. One of my disappearing basketball players.
Yeah.
I was racking my brain. Where did he go? It's a big school. I know who it is. And I couldn't come up with it. And they finally put it on the screen and I went, yo, Kansas!
Yeah, that was, okay, that's kind of what I was thinking, but not...
He's a Kansas guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he had 17 last night. Golden State also beat the Clippers.
Did you watch that at all?
I didn't see that game. I saw Steph went for 44, but I didn't watch any of it.
Oh, God, yeah. Rivers and Jordan were having just a bee of a time dealing with the pick and roll.
I bet they were.
And Rivers was ducking, not fighting over at times, and then Jordan wasn't stepping up. But Lou Williams can score.
He can play.
He's a fun guy to watch, yeah. And that was pretty good basketball back and forth. It was refreshing to see that many shots just going in.
134-127.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is scoring. Yeah, good thing for them they kept Lou Williams because he would have been huge for anybody else.
Yeah, I don't know what he went for. He went for 50 the last time. He likes that arena.
Steph went 44-6-10, and he was 8-for-11 from beyond the arc. He's silly, man.
Unbelievable.
He is silly.
He can do it.
And also two good games to look at this weekend. Tomorrow, Oklahoma City at Golden State.
Nice.
That's tomorrow in primetime on ABC. And then 2:30 ABC on Sunday. Let's see where the Spurs heads at. San Antonio at Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And Cleveland last night was, you can still see them trying to figure it out. We got to be fair to this team.
Yeah, and LeBron said after, they still looked okay.
They still looked okay, but they're trying to figure out defensive right. switches and offensive rhythm.
They didn't knock down some jump shots that he set up for them.
Yeah. Again, I still don't love their head coach and what he might bring to them. I don't know if they're getting coached up a whole lot, but
that's fair.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, and it's going to come down for them whenever that come down to is, they're hoping it's the NBA Finals. It'll probably be the Eastern Conference Finals that mm-hmm. those guys can knock down some shots because LeBron's going to create. I think LeBron's having the best year I've ever seen him have. I love what he's doing. His numbers, I haven't looked at him in the last two or three weeks, but his three-point numbers were really good. I mean, he's taking shots when he needs to. As much as there's been so many problems and drama on and off the court for that team, if you just look at his individual game, that's why some of these guys coming in, there is a shot, because he's playing really well. He just needs people around him to fill their role.
One other quick note, NFL, see this? The Rams got Marcus Peters.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big move for some draft picks going the other way.
If he can stay out of trouble.
Yeah, right. Marcus Peters is the guy that took the referee's flag and threw it in the seats. He's the guy that's gotten in trouble a couple of times with some off-the-field stuff. So if he can keep
Washington guy, right?
Correct. Washington. I was going to give you the old school there. I thought it was Washington State.
I thought about both those.
I think I had him mistaken for maybe a Trufant.
Okay.
Back in the day.
That would be Washington State, wouldn't it?
A Peters for a Trufant. Yeah, but this is a Peters for some draft picks. Marcus Peters is now...
You're going to get a text on that.
A Los Angeles Ram. What, Peters for a Trufant?
Yeah. No, for a couple of draft picks.
Oh, I see. Peters for a draft pick. I got you. Okay.
So we haven't gotten Cameron's take on Texas. I mean, you're not surprised or shocked by any of this. Are you hurt? Are you feeling it?
He's going to sound hurt no matter what.
Right.
No, dude, I'm where you are, man. I know what's going on here. I expected Texas to take a hit on some level.
Right.
I expect it to be more guys than just Eric Davis and Prince Ebay, if I'm being perfectly honest about it.
Yeah, me too, in much bigger numbers, too.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a guy who got worked last night. Do you see what Dwight Howard did to Jared Allen?
Who?
And then also, was that Kimba Walker who crossed him over?
Yes. Yeah, that was Kimba.
The one thing I'm a little bit surprised about, guys, is that I figured Texas, because they're always so good about being as in front of these sorts of things as they can, that they would have just said, look, Eric Davis is going to sit out tomorrow until we can figure this out. But they seem to be waiting along with everybody else who is implicated in today's story to see what the first college who chooses to act will do to kind of set that precedent.
Yeah, the only thing I
thought they may throw out a fake name of Jacob Young, too. Like Texas may plant that.
The only thing that I could think of along those lines, Trey, I think I'm seeing correctly that USC has been sitting a player like most of the year, right?
Because Barry Boatwright.
Some NCAA stuff.
But that's most of the year, though. So I guess anybody who specifically
was called
out today.
Because that was already going on. Because I think that was part of why they got popped in the first place.
Right. And then Arizona's going to sit Trier, but that just happened.
That just happened, and that's different.
And it's drugs.
And by the way, looking into that and hearing from more people that are closer to that, I'm not sure. I think it's a trace of what he got popped for in the first place.
So they retested him?
Yeah. It's like, well, it's just a trace, and they admitted that. It's like, okay.
You're saying he's the victim of a repop?
He's getting repopped. But like anything, you wouldn't hit him again on it a month after, right? You'd say, okay, well, we're going to let it get out of your system. You've already served the punishment.
Yeah, I wouldn't, right. But did the NCAA?
In 3 months if we test you, or even March Madness if we test you.
If I'm the NCAA, I find out how long it takes, obviously, for that to get out of your body.
I know. Of that is very easy third grade logic. So why are we asking them to do it?
Exactly. Right. Why would you ask any of the parties involved in this story to figure all that out?
All right, now, you worried at all with your dun 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 dun?
I think there's two layers to it if you're an Aggie fan.
Because a lot of kids grow up wanting to play basketball at Texas A&M.
First of all, how dare you?
Just like a lot of Canadians grow up. I know all can. I mean, hell, me growing up here in Austin, I wanted to grow up and play shortstop for the Montreal Foie Stuffers. A lot like most Texas kids did.
I know you did.
And most Canadians grow up wanting to play basketball at the University of Texas. Exactly. It's a basketball brand. A lot of other kids grow up wanting to play for the Aggies. I mean, you think Tony Barone, Metcalf? It's got name. It's got tradition.
The two layers are this. The Aggies went from kind of just being there to a top five class in the blink of an eye at one point. That's going to be that's part of it.
No.
The other part of it for me is, if I'm not mistaken, Maryland is on this list, which means Turgeon is on this list.
So Turgeon's going to play the same game that we're having with Rick and Chaka now?
Probably. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
I started the payment, but they finished it.
I'll tell you what, if you are a fan of any team this year that has been ranked really anywhere, or even any of the unranked teams that have beaten those ranked teams,
which is sad, which is kind of why it's sad with the Eric Davis thing.
You should not say a word. Don't say a word.
We're part of that unranked.
Yeah, I wouldn't think there's many Aggies that know college basketball that are bowing up on any Longhorn fans in the office today. I don't think there's any groups of fans doing that.
I don't think anyone's doing that. We got a good text here. Oh, man, these texts are coming in, aren't they? Anyway, it was a Louisville fan. I'll find it at some point. It was a Louisville fan who just said, I hope all the fanboys out there are, here we go. Shout outs to all the delusional fanboys who didn't think that their program was dirty. Laugh out loud. They're all dirty. Programs and coaches better hope Patino doesn't start talking after all the recent humiliation. That's a good point.
Yep.
Oh, and football is definitely next. Sincerely, Louisville fan and native.
If I was working at the FBI, I'd call Patino yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I would have already called and contacted him and tried to see what he wants to say. All right, so coming up, we will get you an afternoon blitz. Get in line, 447-3776. Got a little crap bag as well. But right now, it is a Craig Way sports report. He'll be calling games all weekend in all kinds of locations. Craig Way.
This overlap crossover season, however you want to term it, continues for University of Texas and Texas State Athletics. Bobcat baseball team opens a 3-game weekend series at the Bobcat Ballpark in San Marcos tonight. Texas State hosting its old Southland Conference rival, McNeese State. The Bobcats coming off dropping 2 out of 3 at home to Oklahoma State last weekend. The Longhorns trying to build on taking 2 of 3 from Louisiana Lafayette last weekend, and a midweek game, a victory over Lamar, travel east to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Texas and LSU scheduled for a 7 o'clock first pitch. There's been some rain and threatening skies, but the game is still scheduled for a 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:45 the pregame start time on 104.9 The Horn. Also, Texas softball's already been pushed back due to rain in the greater Austin area, but still scheduled to play at this point at 6 o'clock this evening, and they'll play back-to-back games against Michigan and Wichita State at McCombs Field. And the Longhorn basketball teams are on the road, at least the women are, playing in Ames, Iowa. They'll take on Iowa State. The Longhorn men will be on the road next Monday at Kansas, but prior to that, Texas will be in action taking on Oklahoma State tomorrow afternoon at the Irwin Center. We'll have a recap of all of the weekend activities coming your way Monday morning on our next report. I'm Craig Way.
Brought to you by Bud Light. The Blitz.
Give it a shot.
All right. Hope you're having a great Friday. I cannot imagine what blitzers might want to talk about on this particular Friday with a certain Yahoo story out there. 447-3776. Blitzer number one. You're up.
Really? Prince Hebe and Eric Davis? Once again, the Longhorns underachieve.
I know.
Oh, come on,
it's,
man.
I tell you what, there are levels of the cheating, and at the end of the day, you at least want to pay some good players.
Blitzer number two, you're up.
Yeah, KD, congratulations for Notre Dame sweeping LSU in all three major sports in the last 2 months. But don't go thinking that you're free and clear like a little schoolgirl, because you've been caught lifting your skirt too in these allegations.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? I mean, it's small potatoes. I mean, I think it was Matt Farrell and back massage. I didn't even see Notre Dame in there. Wouldn't shock me. The ones that are doing at a serious level, we all know.
That's what fans can do now. Oh, yeah? I bet my school's not cheating as much as your school.
I didn't know they were in there. Blitzer, did you see him in there?
I did not see Notre Dame on the list. But I don't know that I saw an official, like, every single...
Oh, trust me. We're just getting to the start of this.
Yeah. Blitzer number three.
Harvard will surprise me.
Blitzer number three. You're up.
Yeah, man. Texas got popped for somebody buying Prince Hebe lunch after he made 2 straight free throws.
Oh, God.
Blitzer number four, you're up.
This is Shaka Smart. We didn't do it.
Yeah.
That's it?
That might be it. Is that the official statement?
I guess so.
I didn't realize we'd had a statement. All right. Blitzer number five, you're up.
Hey, it's Adam Curran.
Chapito!
Hey, man, all these allegations, you know what they need to do? They need to start taking these kids and these coaches out to one of those restaurants, and everything will be cool. Everybody will be laid out, having a good time, drinking some Bud Lights, Dos Equis, whatever they choose.
Restaurant, huh?
It could work. That could work.
I think that's happened.
And that's the story of Mike Matheny and the bird poop.
That's the problem, Kevin. You're not allowed to pay for someone's meal because that's a violation.
Okay, but the reason it's a violation is because they know that if you allow anything, that it's only going to take it to the next level. I mean, there are some things that are correct about this, right?
A level worse than where we are now?
No, do you see what I'm saying, though? That if you allow that, then they feel like that probably started it to get to this level, even though it could be a chicken or the egg thing.
Yeah.
But here's the biggest thing to remember when talking about if we do pay the players, how it's going to curb a black market? No, it won't. We've said that forever. No, it's not. It's not going to curb a black market. I think it can control it a little more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there needs to be some realism in the discussion.
That's
right.
That's always been my biggest problem.
Like, you can't if what freaks.
But the realism is not as easy as saying just pay the players. You realize that, right?
Well, it's a complex issue.
Very complex.
Certainly,
and I'm not sure if you can actually do it. I think to pay the players, you'd really have to separate at that point the Power Five. And even within that Power Five, there are some schools that I'm not sure Kansas State could pull that off. Texas could. Not as easily as you think, though. I mean, they are paying for a lot of crap.
The one question I have is these apparel companies that go out of their way to pay AAU coaches and universities, why can't they pay the players?
Oh, they are.
But why can't they above the table?
Why can't above the table?
Pay a player to wear your gear and give them a little extra scratch to be a Nike athlete, to be an Adidas athlete, an Under Armour athlete.
Well, I think that if really smart business people could sit down and numbers people could sit down and try and figure it out, that would have to be part of the equation. That would have to be part of the cost that the school is either receiving to help pay the players, or just go straight from, you probably don't want that, but straight from the sneaker company itself.
Yep. All right. Thank you for the blitz today. Nice blitz on a Friday. How about a quick crap bag for you?
You know you're getting old when you say sneaker.
Crap bag.
I didn't say sneaker as a kid. I don't know why I say it now. It's like a genetic thing. I hit 35, and all of a sudden I stopped saying shoes. I used to say tennis shoes.
Boy, these kids love their sneakers, don't
they? Sneakers.
Boy, they love sneakers.
I think it's because I really like the way that New Yorkers say it with their accent.
Oh.
Sneakers?
Sneakers.
I like anything where they don't pronounce the E-R.
That R is just completely out.
Sneaker. Tournament.
It's a sneaker. All right. Just real quick, people punching people this weekend. UFC fight night tomorrow night. You got Josh Emmett and Jeremy Stevens, one of my favorite nicknames, Kevin. Jeremy Lil Heathen Stevens.
Lil Heathen? Small guy?
Yeah. They're fighting at 145, so that's the little part.
Got to watch out for those guys, those rabbit punchers.
That's right. And speaking of, there's a boxing event. I don't know if you have access to HBO, but
I do.
At some point, I think you maybe want to check it out. 8:30 tomorrow night. His name is Srisakat Sorenvisai. He is, I believe, from Thailand. He is the super flyweight champ, the guy that beat Chocolatito Gonzalez a couple times to take his belt. Kevin, this dude throws so many punches. Left-hander volume punching. I think you'd like it.
Okay.
Because it doesn't get...
That's what I like.
It doesn't get too brutal because I said super flyweight. These guys are like 110. I mean, they're way down there, right? Very lightweight, but tons and tons of punches. He's fighting a guy named Juan Francisco Estrada. And
are they jumping off the cage a lot?
There's no cages here. This is boxing.
Oh, boxing. That's right. Okay.
This is you. This is what you need right here. Srisakat. I said it once right, and I can't do it again. Sorenvisai.
HBO, what time?
HBO, 8:30 tomorrow night.
Okay.
And then for all you wrestling fans like me, the Elimination Chamber is Sunday night at 7 on WWE Network and pay-per-view and all kinds of stuff. You got a men's and women's Elimination Chamber match, and Ronda Rousey will sign her WWE contract at the event.
Okay.
So let me let you in, Kevin, on how this will work in the script. You ready?
It's nice that you found another sport as you're losing other ones. It was actually a smart investment plan on your part. No, you know what I mean? You got into this and at the right time, and you are a legitimate fan. You are into it, and it's like you added one as it may have felt like you were just adding one, but at the end of the day, you may only have three or four total.
Like a safety latch.
It
was a safety sport.
Smart move.
Yeah. So what you do is you have Ronda Rousey sign her contract in the ring, and then whoever you want her to face at WrestleMania, you have them come out and yell at her in the pay-per-view.
Gotcha.
That's how you do that.
Okay.
So basically what wrestling fans are tuning in for is...
You know this script.
Who are they going to match Ronda up with? She will sign that at the event on Sunday. All right, coming up in the next crap bag...
Who the hell is Tim Quarterman?
I don't know who Tim Quarterman is.
How did he get $16,000 to play at LSU?
Now that sounds like a Seinfeld name. That sounds
it
like
does.
A buddy of Kramer's, Tim Quarterman, that they go to a party.
Tim Quarterman has 9 kidneys. What do you mean he is? No, he's the only person ever. Yeah. Doctor showed it.
We're going to a party at Tim Quarterman's house? Yes, we are. Do we take wine? I mean, yeah, there's a whole discussion going on there.
Do you think Markelle Fultz would get paid $10,000 right now if people could scout him again? I mean, current Markelle Fultz right now, 3 feet in range.
He might not get 10, much less $10,000. he might get a 10 spot. Like an Alexander Hamilton.
I told you, man, the Andy Miller bank stuff, I knew there'd be some good stuff on there.
Yeah, once we heard that, I mean, we heard about wiretaps and we heard about those things, but then...
Brendan Haywood, $351 loan and 17 cents. Brendan, what were you looking for, man?
There are some older players on that list, too.
Narelle Nowens.
Yeah, Nerlens Noel.
Or Nerlens Noel.
He's on that
like
list.
I read that the other way.
Yeah, there's a couple other names I recognized on there.
Yeah.
There's some names in that list.
Kuzma, Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Kuzma. Right, those are the two. The two Kyles, Kyle Kuzma and Lowry, that are in the NBA now.
Hmm.
And, of course, Fultz is in the NBA now, and a lot of guys are.
Dennis Smith.
Dennis Smith. We'll see if, and yeah, so this, at this point, it's kind of like we used to see with other college stories. Do those guys get, can you punish those guys at all? Can you punish Dennis Smith right now? I don't think you can. Maybe you can.
Not really.
I mean, go get the, maybe for the tax money, because that's why the FBI cares. Let's be honest, right?
Like Elijah Johnson, it says draft, not signed, bad loan.
Bad loan.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's not just guys that ended up either going to Adidas schools or guys that necessarily signed with them, because they were paying three times as many guys as they signed per year. You got to throw a lot of poles out there, and you're exactly. Not everyone's gonna come up with a fish.
You got to have a lot of bait out there. All right, 4 o'clock hour coming up. We'll continue to talk about the Yahoo story and the bombshell that hit college basketball today. Names are being named, schools are being named, and it's not just Wichita State and Xavier. The big dogs are on there. Texas is on this initial list as well. We'll talk about it on the Horn.